It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Remember the time we made some rubbings of different things? You know, put a piece of paper over something and then rub a crayon over it, see what it looks like. Well, I have some rubbings to show you here, but I want to make one more before I show them to you. See how that looks like what's under there? Okay, I'll add this to my list in here now. All right, first rubbing. You have any idea what this might be? Well, I will show you. This is where I did it, right over here. See there? I think that made a nice design. What do you think that might be? A rubbing up. It's a broom. See? What about this, ladies and gentlemen? The laces on my shoe. There's one. I'll give you a hint about this one. See that band on my watch? Strap there. That's the design there. This one looks very much like it, but it's not the same thing. This is a rubbing of a spare bicycle tire. I did this at the bicycle shop. Yeah. You know, there's some people who can read by feeling. Yeah, I'll show you a book that I have. Eric Kloss gave me this book. See if you can see these little bumps along here. People who can read by just feeling these little bumps in this book that's called Braille. People who can't see use books like this. Do you know anybody who can't see with their eyes? Well, I remember a blind person whom I knew one time when I was a little boy, and that person felt my face just to know what my face looked like. I thought how wonderful that was, that you could find out so much about the world with your hands. Everybody has something special about him or her. Mm-hmm. You're special, you're my friend. You are my friend, you are special. You are my friend, you're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime. Any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. You are. There are lots of things that you could think of to make rubbings of, too. I have an idea. I got it while I was over at that door. Make a rubbing of this plant here.
Rogers! Mr. Rogers!
That sounds like Mr. McFeely. Let's go outside. Yes?
Good day, Mr. Rogers.
Mr. McFeely, who's this?
I was just passing by on my way back to the aviary. Just wanted to show you something.
Is it a minor bird?
It's a minor bird.
Hi. Hi. Beautiful bird.
You know, they sometimes talk, but they don't talk when you're moving them around, usually.
I see. Gee, I like that bird. You know, I was showing my friend some rubbings.
Mm-hmm.
This would make a nice rubbing of this cage.
Yes, it would. And also, on this paper, there's a rubbing.
What is that?
Well, it's a hint of what Betsy and I would be doing in the variety show.
Are you going to be doing something in that?
Yes, siree.
What in the world is this? Oh, that couldn't be part of the minor bird.
No, sir.
What is that? You won't tell me,
well,
I guess,
it's going to be a surprise. You'll find out.
Okay, I'll find out for myself. Where'd you have this bird?
Down at the school. You know, after it was there for a few hours, it said, hello, hello.
Did it?
Mm-hmm. And it's just I was taking it away, it said, goodbye. And sometimes it says, Grandma.
Don't think it feels like talking now.
Nope, and I better get back to the aviary, Mr. Rogers. All righty.
Well, we'll go sometime to the aviary and see it.
Certainly, it's a great place to visit. Great place. Well, come along.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely, and thanks for your clue, whatever this might be.
Well, you'll find out.
Goodbye, minor bird.
Bye-bye.
What would that be? Why don't we call Betty and see if she's over at her theater? She might be able to give us a hint about this. That's where the variety show will be. Betty, it's Fred. Could we come over? I have something that I'd like to ask you about. Sure. Yeah, we'll come right over. All righty. Bye. She said, certainly. Come right along. Let's go to Betty's little theater. Betty.
Hi, Fred.
I'm looking for what this might be. It's a rubbing. What are you doing? Boy, this is fancy here.
Oh, yeah. I'm painting the edge. This is called a flat. And I'm painting
the edge.
Very
flat.
That's flat.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob Tro's gone to get some wallpaper. You know, this is wallpaper.
Oh, I thought maybe you had to paint all that design.
No. That would be really hard.
So you'll cover this up, huh?
Yes, would you like to paint anything on it?
Yes, I would. Maybe get an idea about that.
Do you want me to hold that for you?
No, I just...
Okay.
Sort of looks like this, you see.
Hmm.
What would you make out of that?
Might make this out of it.
Could be the top of a hat, couldn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What would you like to do under the hat?
Well, a face, I would imagine. I think this is a rubbing of a hat. Looks
no.
like there's a little bit of writing on it. What's this flat going to be for?
Well, it's going to be scenery for the dance number in the variety show.
Well, who's going to be dancing?
Oh, wait, you see
go.
It.
I think I got it, buddy.
Hey, Bob.
Oh, the same paper. That's great.
Looks the same. Looks the same.
It is.
Yeah, good.
That is beautiful, fancy stuff. Betty says there's going to be some dancers in front of it.
Yeah. What will you be doing in the show, Fred?
I'm not sure. Anything,
I guess. A lot of things.
Hi, Mr. Ryan.
Hi, Joey.
Hey, Joey. Well, no wonder they're making dancing flats.
Yeah.
You're going to be dancing in the variety show.
A little bit like,
Beautiful.
Yeah, but wait till you see all three of us dancing together.
Who else is going to dance with you?
Well, here comes one of them now.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Mrs. McFeely. Hi.
How are you? Hi, Joey.
Good.
Mrs. McFeely, could I see the bottom of your foot here? That's it,
that's
Betty.
That's it.
So that's what Mr. McFeely meant. That you and you and Joey Hollingsworth and he are going to be the three dancers.
That's it.
That's
show
right.
Us some, would you?
Mr. Hollingsworth has been coaching us, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, don't show him the whole dance, just a little bit.
Oh, sure.
Be surprised.
Let me see now. You know the little part that goes like this?
Oh, that's a hard part,
yeah.
Mr. Hollingsworth.
Well, we'll do it much slower, okay? You remember it, though, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
oh, yes.
Okay. One, two, three, four.
See how that might look behind them.
That's it. You got it now.
Hello,
hi, Mr.
McFeely. Oh, Mr. McFeely. I found out what it was.
It was a tap, right?
Uh-huh. Your wife's tap shoe.
Just tap. I'm here for my rehearsal. I'm sorry.
Like
come on up.
Oh,
it's okay, David. Come on up.
Here we go. No, we're closed.
Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Behind the flat.
Now, listen, we were just part of we were just doing that back flap step. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes.
All right, we'll take it nice and slow again. All right.
Ready?
One, two, three, begin. Back flap. Back flap. Back flap. Back flap. Back flap. Back flap. You got it right there. Remember now, we have to go to the big finish. Remember that? So this is the fast part.
I like this one.
Okay?
Speedy delivery,
so
I?
Now that's the fast one where you're running.
Alrighty.
Okay, here go. One, two, three, four. Hey!
Speedy delivery.
That's beautiful.
That was good.
Thank you.
Do that last part again, would you?
You mean that running
the
part?
The speedy delivery part.
Okay. Yeah. All right. One, two, three, four.
Yeah. Oh, what a great teacher you are,
Joey. Certainly is. We have a lot of work to do. You have to take a lot of practice.
Oh, it takes a little bit of practice.
Beautiful.
We have to go over that.
What do you call yourselves?
We call ourselves the Three Top Tappers.
The Three Top Tappers?
Three Top Tappers.
But do you think it'll be all right, Mr. Rogers?
Oh, you're going to do fine, Mr. McFeely.
Well, we'll just go up and practice in the corner here.
Yeah, we'll
already
have to practice the whole thing. The whole thing. Okay,
come on. Three top tappers. How do you think this will look?
That's a nice
time. Mr. McFeely, Mrs. McFeely, Mr. Hollingsworth, three top tappers.
Three top tappers.
You must have worked hard on that song.
The three top tappers are going to go rehearse now already.
All right,
okay,
top
have
tappers.
A good one.
You look good.
We'll watch you on Monday for the show.
Now,
that's
just
so nice.
Remember the shuffle
let's
hop back
say.
Flap.
This looks
see,
good
it,
background,
see how it looks up on the easel.
The three top tap. Are these some of the others?
Yes.
Did we see them
all?
There you are.
Neighborhood variety show today.
Hey.
Oh, Joe Negri. He's going to do a story song, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Story song.
Debbie Neal.
I didn't know that Debbie Neal was a singer.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to sing There Are Many Ways.
Yep.
There are many ways
that one.
To say I love you. What about this one?
Oh.
Bob Trow, Betty Aberlin in Hide and Seek.
Yes. We've been
what's
working on sets.
Oh, an old-fashioned movie.
Movie. We're going to try to do something with hide and seek. First, I'll hide and Bob will seek, and then...
Let's change that.
Okay.
First, I'll hide.
Okay.
We've been busy working on everything else, Fred. It's a little
We're going to rehearse this afternoon.
Yeah.
I know you have lots to do. We'll certainly be glad to see that. What should I do for you?
Anything. We could use a song or an instrumental number. More variety, the better. Whichever.
Okay, I'll work on something.
Yeah, please let me know soon so I can make up your poster for you, okay?
I will.
Good.
Bye, my friends.
Bye-bye. Get this painted.
Should be a great variety show with a variety of people doing a variety of things. What would you make out of this? I mean, would you call that somebody's hat or somebody's hair? Could be a flower pot. Oh, you'd have lots of ideas. I don't know what I'll do for the variety show. Could show some rubbings. Play something on the piano, I suppose. I'll think of something to do. What about a story? Or a sitting down kind of a dance. We've done that before, you know? Like this. Or you could do it with your shoulders. Eyebrows. Speaking of dancing and thinking of the neighborhood of make-believe. Charlie, I'm thinking about Joey Hollingsworth in the neighborhood of make-believe. Suppose King Friday the 13th wants Joey Hollingsworth to teach the prince how to dance right now. Let's think of that, all right? Neighborhood of make-believe, Charlie. Trolley. Oh, I want the prince to dance exactly like you. I like the way you dance,
oh,
Mr. Hollingsworth.
Thank you, King Friday. Thank you very much.
He'll dance like that now, I guess.
Well, it's taken me many, many years to learn to dance the way I do.
Well, it should take you only one day to teach him, then.
One day?
Mr. Hollingsworth.
Lady Eberlin, I presume.
Correct as always, Uncle Friday.
Yes. Prince Tuesday is going to dance like Joey Hollingsworth.
Oh, someday I hope he can, if he wants to.
I want him to, that's enough. You may begin teaching him now, Mr. Hollingsworth.
Well, I begin my teaching with a little bit of pleasure.
Oh.
Okay, Your Majesty?
Excellent, excellent.
Thank you.
Oh, my, yes. Well, now, Prince Tuesday, you can do that now. Dance like Mr. Hollingsworth. Come along now. He's not doing it.
Of course he's not doing it, Uncle Freddy. You must give him time to be a baby before he can be a professional dancer.
That's right.
Oh, you're no help, Lady Evelyn. You haven't even taught him to read yet. Turn on the television. Come along, Tuesday. Come along now. Watch that now. Are you watching carefully now? It says, you can read now. Mm-hmm. You're seeing that now? Watch carefully. You can read now. Watching your television carefully. All right, now, what does it say, Prince Tuesday? It did not say goo. It's right on there on the television. You should be able to read it. It says, you can read now. Now, what does it say?
Goo.
That's not correct. Not at all.
Excuse me, Uncle Friday.
What?
Mr. Hollingsworth and I would like to try something.
Something didactic?
Oh, yes, very didactic.
Very well, then, proceed. Watch this now. It's Tuesday.
P-A-T. T-A-P. That's always Tuesday
and
Friday.
What do you mean?
Pat the Pips. Pat is Tuesday.
Thank
all
you.
Part of it. P-A-T. T-A-P.
What did you say?
Pat.
Did he say Pat?
I think so, Uncle Freddy. Pat him again.
Oh, yes.
Pat.
Oh, he did say Pat.
Pat.
Oh, of course, I'd be glad to pat you again.
Pat.
Oh, certainly. Yes, wait till I show Sarah what you've taught Prince Tuesday. What is the name of your method?
It's the Pat with Love method.
Pat with Love, I see.
Yes, sir.
Well, come on, Tuesday, come and pat your mother. Trolley, he can say pat.
The Pat with Love method. Try it. P-A-T. The most important kind of learning is always mixed up with love somehow. Yeah, there's always love mixed in with it. I was thinking about a kindergarten class that I visited not too long ago. I'd like to show you something that they did. A lot of love mixed in with that kindergarten class. It had sighted children and non-sighted children in it, and they had some toys on the table, and they asked everyone to close their eyes like this, and then to feel the toys. And as you feel this, you know that it's a car. Feel the wheels. Oh. And then you feel this, and you know it's a woman. You feel this little toy, you know it's a child. And you also know that they're facing away from the car. So they probably got out of the car and are going into their house. See, if they were turned this way, and you felt them, saw them, you might think that they were going into the car. A lot of love mixed in. Mm-hmm. There are many ways to say I love you. There are many ways to say I care about you. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. There's the feeding way to say I love you. There's the feeding something someone really likes to eat. The feeding way, the feeding way to say I love you. Cleaning up your room can say I love you. Hanging up your clothes before you're asked to. Making special pictures for the holidays and making plays. You'll find many ways to say I love you. You'll find many ways to understand what love is. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. I'd like very much to hear Debbie Neal sing that song. She will in the variety show next week. Oh, boy. I'll be thinking of you tonight when I'm at my real home. Mm-hmm. It's a good feeling to know that we can visit again tomorrow. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, a feeling you know that I'll be back when tomorrow's new. And I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Maybe you'll make some rubbings when we're not together. I like you just the way you are. Bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.